From Yoga Ayurveda Living, I am Kelly Marie Mills, and this is The Dosha Life, a podcast for wellness seekers, happiness curators, and those interested in tools, tips, and secrets coming from the wisdom of yoga and Ayurveda. You are on Monday's meditations. At the end of the practice, there is little left to do but go gently. Here you will find Monday's meditations, Tuesday's episodic series, Friday's relaxations, interviews with very cool people. There's spiels from Kelly, that's me, on bits that she forgot to say, very normal, or has to say. And Kelly's own are surprise bits of information and things that you need to know. But for now, the practice of meditation begins. The dance of the veils hints at what is already known, but unseen. For the day that is in it, let's stretch into this unseen and feel the freedom of this opportunity to embrace our inner saint, the part of us that does random acts of kindness because it's easy. The part of us that helps someone without having to be asked or without expectation. The part of us that continues to pace into the more difficult path of self-reflection and self-study for the only reason we know, because it feels like the best option. Our inner saint arrives in hundreds of thousands of ways. And could you, for the next week, begin to see this? For you who are here, I honor your inquiry. I honor your dedication to your own heart and health. And I am in awe and with deep gratitude that I am a momentary part of your magnificent journey. For those who stay, there are many amazing things you could be doing right now. But can you stay and honor this moment first? There are other places your mind may want to take you, but I encourage you to wait and pause. Breathe in and out. Now, what does your inner witness say? To go or to stay here? In another worldly, mind-bending way, it can be hard to lean into the fact that here we are, all together, as we sit or walk, or in some form are present. We are present together, united in moments of silence and breath across this world today. The delicate intimacy of a silent meeting in and out of time and breath. And so do breathe. At this time of year, we are privileged to celebrate the dance of the veils, the dance between light and dark. And for today, we can look into this moment as the veils of time are dropped. We could even consider that in the silence of a pause, we are meeting our own ancestry. That which we know happened as a collective that arrives here to wish us forward in a beneficial form.
whether it unfolded as a feeling of grace at the time or not, it is past now. And so its grace is evident as you are here now with us. Somehow our past has brought us to this point of incredible stillness. This time of year, the veil between loss and joy unite. And we have a little time to celebrate the timeless true nature of life. In celebration of our own internal care and inquiry, feel into your feet and reflect on a few places you would like to get back to once again. Feel into your stomach, hips, and pelvis, and recollect any stress or upset that has collected here. And for the next few moments, can you let this go into the collective healing of all who are here today? And then bring the breath of inspiration to fill you up. And the breath of emptying to assist you in your own healing journey. Feeling into your heart, your arms, your hands, your neck. And find your heart beating. Consider all the love and care you have offered into this world. And as if your arms are wide open with your palms upward in reception, allow all this love and all this kindness, all these blessings you shared, to now pour into your whole being. From your own ancestry, from all the interconnectedness of this world, and from all beings we share this world with. May you now be filled with the light of purity, joy, and abundance every day from today onward. Feeling into your head and into your smile. Into your cheeks and your nose, your eyes and eyelids. Your forehead. Your whole face. Your whole head. And reflect on all the parts of you that have had deep struggles. Struggles with anxiety, fear, depression, loss, pain of all kinds. And now from your heart that is now full to the brim of unconditional love, full to the brim of abundance and joy, open the gates of your mind and welcome this into the spaces of your open mind, into those blatant hallways and caverns, to be filled with abundance, with love, with fearlessness. Filling up and spreading into the oceans of loss and pain. Spreading and shifting. Breathe. Fill. Fill. Fill a little more. Can you give permission to be filled with abundance, with love, with fearlessness? Can you give permission to allow the pain to be nourished so it is now muted into a memory? Permission to feel the anxiety supported, because now it is held in abundance and no longer shared with the unknown. Can you allow the waterfall of joy to cool and quench any anger or frustration? Until it is only one small ember burning into your heart's desire. Awakening the desire of the love of life. A spark. A freedom. A creative moment. The dance of the veils, they rise and fall, ebb and flow, and they can remain up for years on end. It is our work to rise to our own lightness of being. To stand tall and meet our joy as best we can every day. To move into abundance is a part of our resource. It's a part of what feeds us when we remember. Thank you for joining me, as we shake the dust off the veils, remind ourselves of our true nature of interconnectedness and a lifelong lightness of being.
If you want to help, the best thing to do is download the episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, all help. Thank you to everyone listening. But for now, I look forward to chatting to you in the next episode.